How tensions in the Middle East can affect your pocketbook even this morning. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. There's been a three-way interaction between U.S.-Iran tensions, the Federal Reserve this week suggesting a cut in interest rates is happening later this summer, possibly, and the bond market, which affects people with bonds, but also anyone who wants to buy anything in America on credit. On Fridays, we get a consultation with Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FTN Financial here in New York. Hey, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So we watched this. We reported on this yesterday. The price of crude oil skyrocketing amid these U.S.-Iran tensions, up more today. That does play out in the bond market, doesn't it?
It does. And it plays out for a couple of reasons. It first and foremost, because bond yields are very sensitive to inflation, and oil is the biggest input to inflation. And we're looking at oil prices that were flirting with $50 a barrel at the earlier this month, and now are trading above $57, and that's here in the U.S. Over in Europe, the oil benchmark has risen to $65 a barrel. To the extent inflation is a global phenomenon, those are the kind of numbers that make bond traders nervous.
All right, Christopher Lowe, chief economist, FTN Financial. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Today, the Fed will release annual results of its latest stress tests for banks. These are post-financial crisis virtual tests. Could a bank survive, say, skyrocketing unemployment or collapsing home prices? This year, however, the Fed is exempting 17 banks from the tests. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra explains why.
Ally Financial, American Express, BB&T, Santander. These are some of the banks that won't have to take stress tests this year. They'll take them every 2 years instead. That's now the case for most banks with assets between $100 and $250 billion. Peter Conti Brown at the Wharton School says stress tests can be expensive and time-consuming for banks.
And so the Fed's thinking is, you know, we've got other ways of making sure that the financial system is resilient, and it's unnecessary for us to put the same regulatory burdens on these, quote-unquote, smaller banks.
The Fed says the 17 banks also tend to focus on less risky activities, like home and car lending, not investment banking. Saleh Amarova, who teaches law at Cornell, says this change is risky.
It deprives the supervisors and bank management of this opportunity to spot potential structural problems and have time to address those problems.
Some of the exempt banks have failed their stress tests before, but they all passed last year. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
Marketplace turns 30 this year, and to celebrate, we're going to go back to the 80s. Check out our mighty fine new thank you gifts that you can choose from when you become a Marketplace investor. Your donation, large or small, will help us keep bringing you the news and information you trust for years to come. Donate today at marketplace.org.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
As we've been covering, businesses have been testifying in Washington this week on how even higher tariffs on Chinese imports would affect them. President Trump has proposed a new import taxes, a new set on $300 billion worth of goods from China, including lots of consumer goods this time around. Among those testifying against higher tariffs, librarians. And here's one. Kim Zablud is the Director of Public Services for Washington, D.C. Libraries. Either, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So this trade stuff is an issue for librarians?
Yeah, who would know that we were in the mix with this? I'm learning a lot this week, and it turns out that the vast majority of our children's picture books and early board books and books that have moving parts come from China, and this tariff would have a huge impact on us.
And DC libraries, they don't just have all those books that they've had since time immemorial. You actually buy new books each year?
Yeah. I mean, there's always the classics, which we all know and love, you know, Your Hungry Little Caterpillar. And then we have, you know, and then new classics come into the rotation every now and then. The Llama Llama series is really popular now. So we have our standard books. We buy brand new books as they're published. And kids are hard on books. I mean, you know, they have sticky fingers and kids put books in their mouths, and that's all part of them kind of falling in love with print. So we're very okay with that, but we do have to replace them.
And so you buy, I saw this figure here, like over 150,000 books next year was the plan?
That is the plan. That's the number of books that we plan to buy to keep up with our demand in DC.
What are you going to do? I mean, a 25% higher tariff on a lot of books that are printed in China. Do you have to buy fewer?
If this goes through, we will have to buy fewer. I don't see how we get around it. The publishers are the ones who are able to give us bulk discounts, tell us what the prices are. We're really looking to them, and they set the prices, and then we figure out what we can buy. And I don't see how they're going to be able, if this goes through, to maintain the pricing plans that we've been counting on.
The DC libraries have all sorts of programs, but one of them, I think, is called Books from Birth. You mail out books to little kids?
Yeah, Books from Birth is a fantastic program. So it's open to every child in the district from birth up until their fifth birthday, and they get mailed one book every month. So we have 44,000 kids who have participated in the program, and we're about to mail our 1 millionth book. And all of these are high-quality picture books, board books, books with moving parts, all the things that are just right for those littlest readers. And the vast majority of them are printed in China.
In China, and subject to perhaps higher tariffs. Kim Zablut is Director of Public Services for the Washington, D.C. Public Library System. Thank you so much.
No, you're very welcome. Thank you.
And Walmart's Brazilian operation is pleading guilty to violating U.S. anti-corruption law. Prosecutors say Walmart used middlemen to bribe officials in Brazil, also in Mexico, China, and India, as Walmart expanded out of the U.S. Reportedly, Walmart used a Brazilian consultant known as the Sorceress because of how quickly she was able to get permits, as if by magic. Walmart will pay about $300 million as part of the plea deal. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.